You know, that's whiten that float. This is white. Well, you sweep all that off of that then, and you take this mop and mop it good and let it dry, and then get your croaker sack, we call it, and wipe it up. Then
the croaker sack, like a burlap sack, yeah, that burlap. Kind of. Mm-hmm. I see.
And then when that flow gets dry, then you take that broom and sweep all over there, and it's white. It's like this is white and pretty. Mm. And everybody's come along and said, you got that flow just as clean as a crystal or something.
And then all you 12 little children would come running across it.
All running across. It wouldn't be long before it'd be nasted up again.
Oh, I think that'd be very disturbing. Yeah. Go to all that work and then have
That's
all these
right.
little feet go
yeah.
all through. If a door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd say to somebody, hey, go.
Shut the door.
Right. I took a hammer and a nail and I...
But nailed up, I nailed that door up, or either I put that nail in the wall. I wanted, if you got a nail and I want to put it up there, I said, well, take the hammer and the nail and put a nail up there so I can hang up so and so. Put me a hole in there with this nail. You know?
Talking about what you do to the nail, you say you drop.
Put the hammer that nail, hit that nail,
drive
the nail in that wall there.
Okay, fine. If you have a whole bunch of nails that you've got to put up, you say, I've got this many nails that have got to be
dropped. I have 5 or 10 nails, and I want 10 holes put up there. That's such uh-huh. like that.
Well,
10
about,
nails.
Talking about driving the nails,
yes,
and you'd say those nails have got to be
driven in the wall. From 5 nails got to be driven in the wall here, or anywhere I want to drive.
And in my lifetime, I have driven many a nail.
I have driven a many nails in the wall.
Fine.
Round about.
And using that same word, drive. Every day I get in my car and I
drive
to town.
Town, just like I use it every day now at 12:30. That's my hour to go to dinner. 12:30.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Yeah.
You were talking about the little shed house that you had, a shed room. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I understand about sheds now. Is it called a shed if it's built onto the house, but not if it's built away from the house?
Well, it's called. Now, if it's built on, it's called a back room. That's what we used to call it. Go back, and then sometime now they call it shed room sometime, but they used to say, go and look in the back room.
Well, say you have a little house away from the house, mm-hmm. a little building, and maybe you keep your tools there.
Say, well, now you go out to look in, go outside and look in the back house,
the back house.
That's what they used to call it. And in the little house on the back, or the back house out there, they know practically what you told me when you say, go outside and look in the back house. Well,
but
they
you wouldn't say shed.
No, wouldn't say shed.
I see. Fine. That's what I wanted to clear up.
It's either the back house or the outer house.
Well, now, too, there was a little room or a little house that was out in back of the house that, where people went. For the toilet.
Uh-huh.
What did they call those?
Call that, go to the restroom.
The restroom?
Restroom.
Did they have any joking term they used for it?
Yeah, privet.
The privet? There was a man I was talking to over near Meridian who said, didn't have any such things. He says, we call that the trees.
Well, we call it the privet. Yeah.
Did the house where you were born have an outhouse?
The part where I was born,